As I have tried to explain, the democratizations of technology, finance, and information, which have changed how we communicate, how we invest, and how we look at the world, gave birth to all the key elements in today's globalization system. They are what blew away the walls. They are what created the networks which enable each of us now to reach around the world and become super-empowered individuals. They are what created the links and the space for the electronic herd and the supermarkets to really emerge. They are what blew away all the old ideologies other than free market capitalism. They are what created the incredible new efficiencies that every business either has to adapt to or die. They are what lowered the barriers to entry into virtually every business. They are what is forcing people to change from thinking locally first and then globally to thinking globally first and then locally. But why do I say you ain't seen nothing yet? It's because of the internet. The rise of the internet, which came in the last stages of the democratizations of technology, finance, and information, certainly contributed to this new era of globalization. But as the internet proliferates, it is going to become the turbocharged engine that drives globalization forward. The internet will ensure that how we communicate, how we invest, and how we look at the world will increasingly be global. Because from the moment you log onto the internet, you can communicate with anyone globally practically for free. From the moment you log onto the internet, you can invest in any market globally practically for free. And from the moment you start a business that has an internet website, wherever you are in the world, you will have to think globally in terms of both who your competitors might be and who your customers might be. In early 1998, I went out to Silicon Valley to talk about some of this with John Chambers, the president of Cisco Systems. He said to me then, "The internet will change everything. The Industrial Revolution brought together people with machines in factories, and the internet revolution will bring together people with knowledge and information in virtual companies. And it will have every bit as much impact on society as the Industrial Revolution. This internet will promote globalization at an incredible pace. But instead of happening over 100 years, like the Industrial Revolution, it will happen over 7 years." As Chambers spoke, I wrote down what he had to say and even quoted it in a column, but it never really sank in with me. I took it to be the sort of typical exaggerated talk you hear from technologists. Yeah, I thought, the internet is going to change everything. That's what they always say. That's what I'd say if I made the internet too. But the more I wrote this book, the more I realized that what Chambers said was not only true, it was understated. A few months after I visited Chambers, his office sent me a box of cups, pens, and shirts bearing Cisco's new advertising campaign logo, which you may have seen on television. It's very simple. Cisco's television ads consist of people, young and old, from all over the world, looking straight into a camera and asking, "Are you ready?" Again, when I got the box of stuff with that logo on it in the spring of 1998, I looked at it and said to myself, "What's all this junk? What a strange ad campaign. I mean, are you ready for what?" But as 1998-1999 evolved into the year of the internet, the year when the internet achieved a critical mass and really did begin to define both commerce and communication, I started to understand exactly what Cisco meant by, "Are you ready?" The internet is going to be like a huge vise that takes the globalization system that I have described in this section of the book, the fast world, the electronic herd, the supermarkets, the golden straitjacket, and it's going to keep tightening and tightening that system around everyone in ways that will only make the world smaller and smaller, faster and faster with each passing day. Think about it. Thanks to the internet, we now have a common global postal system through which we can all send each other mail. We now have a common global shopping center in which we can all buy and sell. We now have a common global library where we can all go do research. And we now have a common global university where we can all go take classes. The internet is no longer some Super Nintendo game. It has become an essential tool of life and commerce. Deputy Treasury Secretary Larry Summers likes to tell this story. "Some time ago, I visited Mozambique, by some measures, the world's poorest country. I went there to discuss issues relating to debt relief. Well, seated at lunch with the local business community, I inquired of the person next to me, 'How is business?' He responded, 'Well, pretty good, but I'm worried about the future.' When I asked why, He explained that he was the monopoly internet provider in Mozambique, but he feared that competition was coming and was going to erode his profits.